to Daily News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 606,000 people, 100,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.5 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in both number of deaths and number of infections. The state of Florida reported more than 12,000 new cases Sunday, its fifth day in a row of reporting more than 10,000 cases. The mayor of the city of Miami instituted tough fines for anyone not wearing a mask in public. And the mayor of Los Angeles blamed the Trump administration for what he called a lack of national leadership in battling the disease. In Europe, leaders are focused on recovery from the economic aspects of the pandemic as they try to agree on a rescue package of hundreds of billions of dollars. The talks were targeted to end Saturday, but with different parts of the continent unable to agree on the exact scope of the measure and whether it should contain strict spending controls, negotiations continued into Monday. Europe has more than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 200,000 deaths. The coronavirus has pushed the European Union into a deep recession, with economists predicting the bloc's economy will shrink 8.3% this year. And in South Korea, health officials reported improvement Monday with 26 new confirmed cases, but only four that were locally transmitted, marking the lowest such number in 2 months. And the president of Chile has announced a five-part plan to reopen the country after some regions showed improvement in the rate of infections. These 5 weeks of improvement allow us to start a new stage today, President Sebastian Piñera said. According to the World Health Organization, Chile had 2,300 new cases Sunday, pushing its total to more than 300.